nearly 2 weeks in now since that election. We haven't really heard a regular amount. And then suddenly Labour put this email out just before midday. So how do you see tomorrow's first full council meeting going since the election?
I think it's going to be a fascinating meeting, to be quite honest. There's been all sorts of things going on in the background here. I think really this is a case of national politics, Holyrood politics, entering into local democracy in Fife. As you say, we've had that message come out from the Labour group saying what they're looking to do. But there's a little bit of background here. So I spoke to David Alexander, who is the SNP group leader, and he told me that the SNP group got a message from the Lib Dems at 7:20 a.m. on Wednesday saying, "We're really sorry, but we can't do a deal with you." And then, you know, it's just a few hours later that we get this Labour press release saying they're looking to form a minority administration with cross-party support. Now, your listeners can read into that what they want in terms of timing and so on. But Labour would need the backing of the Lib Dems and the Conservatives to make something work in Fife. So really, the Lib Dem group, who, you know, they did well in this election, they gained a number of extra seats, they now hold the keys to the kingdom. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it all works out. The SNP say they are still going to push and try and form an administration, but it looks incredibly difficult. If there's been some kind of deal done or some kind of an agreement, you know, we're going to have to wait and see, but it's going to be a very, very interesting meeting for sure.
It just sounds like we could end up in deadlock.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a risk of that for sure. You know, again, David Alexander, the leader of the SNP group, he wasn't holding back when I spoke to him. He talked about what his word was arrogance from a party with 20 councillors out of a possible 75 trying to form an administration. With the support of all the three parties together for Labour, that would give them 41 seats versus the SNP's 34. In a council as large as Fife, it's difficult to see how you make these really small groupings work. You know, David Alexander talked about, we did hustings where they came on and spoke about how things could work out. And he talked about some of the difficulty in making an administration work in Fife, just getting your budget through, day-to-day business. How do you actually make that work? And, you know, I think he was very clear that, you know, this is interference with the party leadership at Holyrood, which has stopped Labour from speaking to the SNP and forming an administration with them, like we saw, you know, last time around. You know, David Ross, the Labour group leader, says there was just no prospect of a deal with the SNP. So the reality is that people in Fife are going to be left with one of two things: an SNP minority administration or a Labour minority administration. But, you know, how that's going to work out or how that's going to go over the line, yeah, I think we'll need to wait and see. But I think there is a risk of that, you know, that if you have these really minority administrations trying to push through their policies, facing all sorts of problems, trying to get other parties on board. So it'll be an interesting meeting, and it's going to be an interesting few years as well, regardless of how this works out.
How worried should Fifers be? Because, you know, the council have been at the forefront of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and the recovery from it since it's the height of the impact from the pandemic. Should voters in Fife be majorly concerned because their services might be potentially affected?
See, the interesting thing is that, you know, all this is going on and there's all these discussions of how things are going to shape up and things. But the reality is this is the first meeting back of the council and there are very real issues to be discussed. You've talked there about the pandemic, but we've also got the cost of living. You know, we've got the state of high streets across Fife. You've got how your school is going to operate. But the reality is that, you know, the cost of living is not going to be resolved or dealt with necessarily at a council level. But people will be looking to councillors, to group leaders, to the administration for how are they going to, you know, mitigate it? How are they going to help with the struggle that people are going through? What is actually going to be done? And, you know, this meeting is going to be dominated, of course, by how this is all going to be arranged and how it's going to be set up and things. But the reality is the outcome of it is going to have really, really serious repercussions for how those issues are tackled. If you have a council where things, you know, it's just gridlock and nothing's getting pushed through, that is going to be difficult because those big decisions that people need for their lives are going to be so difficult to make and that kind of setup. So it's going to be difficult, I think.
Yeah, difficult. But what still baffles me is, you know, before the election, David Alexander and David Ross worked well together. Yet now, from what you've told me, we could be heading for a slightly different set of territory tomorrow. Surely the councillors coming tomorrow will have to come I don't want to say to their senses, but they'll have to realise that amid all the tribal party politics side of things, and given the fact that you mentioned also cost of living, they're going to have to come to some common agreement on a range of issues at the very least. It might not be a coalition, but surely some sort of supply and confidence agreement. Could that be possible between SNP and Labour?
I don't think so. I mean, the interesting thing is that in Fife, there's actually not that much political disagreement on most things. They are kind of quite close on a lot of issues. And I think generally, for example, I think everyone realises that they need to take some action on cost of living to try and help people and so on. But the reality is, so I asked David Ross this question. You know, I asked him, he told me that in his view, the administration had worked quite well over the last few years. It had been quite a good thing for Fife, which I suppose he would say that as a co-leader of the administration. But then what's changed? Why can't he do it now? I spoke about David Alexander saying that in his view, this is all about, you know, national politics getting interfering with Fife politics, basically. But David Ross actually said that in his view, you know, there's all sorts of things that he believed his party would have been able to do if they weren't in coalition with the SNP. There's all sorts of things he would have been able to do further. But, you know, if you look at the different groups, there's all sorts of divides that seem to be sort of national divides. The SNP, you know, when I spoke to David Alexander earlier today, he told me there's no way they could work with the Conservatives. Because for them, this council administration is all about tackling cost of living. And they blame the Conservatives for the cost of living crisis. Not the Conservatives on Fife Council, but the Conservatives at Westminster. That's who they blame. So they say they couldn't work with the Conservatives. You've got the Scottish Labour leader saying that there's no way we're going to do any deals with the SNP. Previously said there's no way we're going to do any deals with the Conservatives. But it now looks as if maybe on the Conservatives' line, that's kind of rode back a little bit. But it doesn't, at the moment, it looks like there's no way forward for the SNP and Labour working together. But I think the SNP have always kept the door open to that. So it does seem to be on the Labour side that there's that problem. But if there's any, you know, at the moment, it looks like there's no way through that.
Finally, you talk about the national picture. Is the constitutional question still the fundamental reason we are where we are now? And if so, will this continue for 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Because this cost of living crisis is not going to ease anytime soon. It's not going to ease tomorrow or next week. So voters will no doubt be looking for some sort of collaboration to take place beyond the usual tribal politics we see in Scotland.
I think the constitutional issue always comes into play. I think the truth of it probably is, from Labour's point of view, if you are trying to frame yourself as a sort of opposition and waiting at a national level, doing deals with that party that you're hoping to be the opposition to, or the main opposition to, isn't a great look. So I think, you know, from Anas Sarwar's point of view, I think he's trying to set himself aside from the SNP. You don't be in a position where you have SNP and Labour councils all over the country, and then you're trying to oppose them at Holyrood and having that back and forth and so on. I think it's a difficult one. I think you're always going to have some of this kind of national level politics getting involved in local democracy. That's always going to happen. We've seen that in councils right across the country. I think it'll be disappointing for people in Fife who, you know, basically what they did was they showed up at the ballot box and effectively backed more or less the status quo. You know, a few changes, more Lib Dems and so on, a few less Labour, but basically backed the status quo and said, you know, we're pretty happy with how this what we did last time worked out. We're going to do roughly the same. But regardless of what they do at the ballot box, regardless of what they choose, something else is being chosen for them. You know, it looks like it is going to be one of these two minority setups, and there's no way for them to have that previous administration that was in there before. And I think for some people that will be disappointing. For others, you know, maybe they'll be pleased that that's the case, and they're not having to work with parties they wouldn't necessarily have to work with. I think it'll be tough. I mean, even at a Lib Dem level, I mean, they were really brutal in how they spoke about, you know, Boris Johnson and how they spoke about Nicola Sturgeon during the election campaign. And, you know, they're now in the position where they're going to have to choose a side, and it must be awkward for them. It must be embarrassing for them to have to try and, you know, sign up to something, whether that will be something formal, whether it be supplying confidence, I don't know. It looks difficult. It'll be interesting to see how all the cards lie tomorrow.
Fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for your time, Derek.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for having me.